The world's top producer of interactive games is Electronic Arts. It dominates an industry whose revenues last year surpassed the total Hollywood box office. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, the folks at Electronic Arts say their party's just begun.
Electronic Arts doesn't content itself with minor achievements. The goal from its inception 19 years ago was always to be the biggest and the best. The company's strategy centered on building a list of product titles with blockbuster potential. 007 Agent Under Fire is EA's latest hit, a James Bond adventure packed with a dozen heart-pounding missions.
007, the CIA has come to us for assistance. It appears that one of their agents, a Miss Zoe Nightshade, recently sent out a distress signal. Since you are already on location in Hong Kong, we saw this as an opportunity to help out our American friends.
The game features exotic cars, great gadgets, and according to the Gamebox blurb, stunning Bond girls, both helpful and deadly. Sure, it's the stuff of teenage fantasy, but with revenues of $1.7 billion this fiscal year, John Riccitiello, president and COO of Electronic Arts, says games are also big business.
People think of it as kids' stuff, yet half of our consumers are over 21 or 22, reaching into the mid-30s and often beyond. They think of it as just for boys, yet the number one PC franchise in the world is The Sims, and about half the players of that are girls. Teenage girls. It's a hugely popular product.
Go, go!
The Sims is the latest game in the SimCity franchise. Players create an entire neighborhood of simulated people and then control them, helping them find homes, jobs, and true love, or instead wreaking havoc in their lives. Electronic Arts also owns Madden Football, the number one sports game in the world, Medal of Honor, the top military shooter-type game, and Paul Comp, a senior equity analyst at Dougherty & Company, says EA's first Harry Potter game has already sold 10 million copies.
That was a real big title for him. It was actually the largest, I believe it was the largest launch in video game history last year when they came out with a title on four different platforms.
EA's dominance comes from its reach. Unlike rivals in the games industry, the company doesn't limit its software to the Sony PlayStation 2 or Microsoft Xbox or Nintendo GameCube. It makes games for all those platforms, plus the PC. As a result, says John Riccitiello, Electronic Arts benefits from the intense competition among the console makers.
It's a war. EA makes the bullets. We make the bullets for all of them.
At a time when shares of many high-tech firms are stuck near record lows, Electronic Arts is trading near its all-time highs, and the company is gearing up for what has been its best quarter, the Christmas season. EA's new product line relies heavily on sequels, a second Harry Potter title and another James Bond title, both tie-ins to new movies. And for the first time, EA will venture into Middle Earth.
It began with the forging of the Great Rings. Three were given to the elves, immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings.
EA's launch of its Lord of the Rings game will also coincide with release of the second Lord of the Rings movie. It's a gamble, betting so much on the success of Hollywood movies to stoke interest in interactive games. Just one box office bomb could be mighty expensive for Electronic Arts. But President John Riccitiello isn't worried.
We are at the point in the cycle, or the industry. The growth is pretty solid. We're pretty sure of it. And we've got the best studios in the industry and the best products in the industry. So if you're in a growth business and you've got strong product, it's a great place to be.
A place in this economic climate many other high-tech companies can only dream of. Elaine Corey, NPR News.